T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. You never know. It could be yours.
It could definitely be yours. Buggle up and hold up. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Get into sexy mode.
It could definitely be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Wow. Thank you, sexy Matthew.
Hi, I'm Marco Spoon.
Marco Spoon, man.
Straight out of Chicago. Yeah.
What up, Marco Spoon?
Yeah, Philly and Houston, too.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Subject, random women in my home. Here we go. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are both 28 years old, and we have a 2-year-old daughter. He's white, and I'm black. He's a semi-pro athlete, and we live in a nice community of young couples. I work in hospital administration, and we met when he came to speak to our pediatrics unit. We will be married a year in December, if we make it, because my husband really showed out this summer. We got our backyard kitchen done, and we put a swim up bar in our pool, so he wanted to have a big 4th of July celebration. I loved the idea, as long as everyone would be outside on the patio, in the pool, or out on the deck by the lake. I planned for around 30 people, but we ended up having close to 100 people in and around our home.
Wow.
My husband kept telling me it was cool, but my OCD and anxiety had me in a frenzy all day. We made it through that day without anything being broken or stolen. He promised to never do that again. But he lied. Most weekends are a free-for-all for him and his buddies, and he allows his boys to bring random women to our home to hang out in our pool. I do believe my husband got married too soon because he's had the best summer ever, doing cannonballs in the pool and drinking a six-pack a day. Now that football season is here, they've moved to our man cave on Sundays, and the women are now all over my basement. I told my husband that women are not allowed in our home, and he accused me of being antisocial, and that's not it at all. He said his friends and guests can feel my negativity, and it's not a good look. I am trying to regain control of my house, not make new friends. Am I being rude and unreasonable? Well, I won't say you're being unreasonable, but you're being a little rude-ish, because it is your home. I get that. You do want to be comfortable in your home. And these people are guests in your home. Do you want them there? No, you don't. My question is, don't they have homes? Why don't they host, some of these weekends that your husband can't seem to stay away from? Spend the weekends at their houses sometimes. Your husband is acting like he's back in the college frat house partying with his college buddies. This is immature, and it is disrespectful because you don't like it, and you guys haven't even discussed this to try and find some sort of happy medium. When does he spend time with you and the child is what I want to know, because that's not in the letter. He's just spending time with his boys and their random women. You never mentioned that you guys do anything together. He's way more into his friends, according to this letter, than he is into you and the baby. And that's sad. That's not a good look. He lied to you and promised he wouldn't invite them over anymore after the first time, but they've been coming ever since. You guys have a major problem because he doesn't seem to care what you think or how you feel about what he's got going on. He is worried that his friends think you're negative and antisocial, though. They went from outside at the pool to the man cave inside the house, and it's just a matter of time now before they come up and invade the whole house where you and the baby are. He could help you regain control of the house, but he's not, because he's not interested in that. He's having too much fun doing whatever he wants to do with his boys and his friends. He's in too deep right now with his friends, and I don't see an end in sight. Maybe an end to this marriage, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Tommy?
Wow. Right when I thought I wore the crown of being stupid, somebody steps in and they more stupid than me. Wow.
Mm. Now listen. We thought it was impossible too. Yeah.
Let me be real. Carla, you come hung out at my place before. I got all these backyard toys this man
got.
Yes,
you do. Yes. Right.
Got all these backyard toys. But guess what? I don't understand. There's no way in the world we got random women at my house.
Hello, that part. Random.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Any of the men that come by my house and hang out with me, 9 times out of 10, they married. If they not married, they got a girlfriend that we've been knowing. But don't nobody just show up at my house with some random women. How stupid can you be?
Right.
Are you serious? Now, evidently, the other fellas don't have a nice house. He must have a house with all the money. He must have all the toys. Mm-hmm. So this is the place to hang out. Mm-hmm. But
semi-pro
athlete. There has to be some respect. And then you got to compromise with your wife. Mm-hmm. That's just it. Yeah. If your wife cool with people coming over. Now, let me say this. I done threw Christmas parties 300 people deep. Ain't ever doing that again.
Hey.
Ever. Are we doing that again?
Yeah.
When you throw these big shebangs, you got to be ready for everything that can go wrong can go wrong. People tearing up your house, people doing this and that. But if you are every weekend for your boys to think that this is the spot, come on, man. You are straight disrespecting your wife. Ask your wife what she can tolerate and then stay on the other side of that. That's all you got to do. That's just being respectful.
That's it. Yeah.
You're going to lose your damn wife acting a damn fool, acting like you 25 years old. If you don't get yourself together.
Doing cannonballs in the pool.
What old ass man still doing cannonballs?
Wow. Yeah, this is craziness.
Right.
Yeah, he's still too old. Exactly, Junior.
It's an age limit on cannonball.
All right, hang on, everybody. Hang on. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of Steve's response. We'll also hear from Junior. Today's subject, random women in my home. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is random women in my home. This woman wrote in. She and her husband are both 28 years old. They have a 2-year-old daughter. He's white. She's black. He's a semi-pro athlete. They live in a nice community amongst young couples. They got their backyard done. They have a pool with a swim-up bar and a kitchen and all this so they can barbecue outside. They have a lake. You know, the backyard is really, really nice. So they wanted to have a big 4th of July weekend party. And the wife wanted to have about 30 or so people. Husband got into it, turned into about 100 people. He has so much fun till every weekend thereafter, he's having people over to the house. I mean, they moved from when football season started, they moved from the backyard into the man cave in the basement. And the problem with that is his buddies are bringing all these random women and they're just walking through her house. So she's trying to get him to see that this is wrong, but he's telling her that his buddies think that she's antisocial and she's negative. So she's like, no, it's not that. I just want to regain control of my house, not make new friends. She wants to know if she's being rude or unreasonable. Junior?
Yeah.
What you got?
I'll tell you what I got right now. You know, I'm with Tommy. This is absolutely stupid. Mm-hmm. You let 100 people come to your backyard and, you know, play on your patio, all in your pool, swimming up to the bar, all of that. But I noticed something here, Tommy, and I just want you to go with me on this, Tommy. I noticed something. We need to flip this. See, he don't care about random people. You don't care about random people. This is what you need to do. See, let me show you. You work in hospital administration. Okay? Random people be in there all the time. So what I think we need to do, now this may be a little extreme, but we need to drain this pool. Drain this pool, get all the water out.
Okay.
Now, turn your backyard into an urgent care. Here we go. Here comes some random ass people. They on the way.
I love
turn
this.
that
you like
turn
random.
That man cage, if that man cage turn to a four-person triage center, because you finna get your co-workers to come work your whole urgent care in your backyard, because it's going to be about 100 of y'all. And then, you know,
COVID
we like,
testing.
Just be hollered out over the intercom in the house. Gunshot victim on the way. See, right then, here comes some random people right now. You don't know who got shot. You finna have some random people on the way. Uh-huh. I'm telling you,
stab room victim coming in. Clear room two.
Here we go. We got random ass people all in here. You got people sitting upstairs waiting. You got people waiting on results. You got doctors coming through here. You got orderlies coming through here. You got caretakers. You got nursing assistants, CNN, CNAs. Everybody's finna be in your backyard.
I need orders, morphine. Bring the orbital morphine to step room two, please.
So all this random ass people finna be in here. It's gonna be a madhouse. And he be like, what's all these random people doing here? No, when you did it, you did it. Now I'm doing it. So who is that upstairs in the kitchen? I don't know. They waiting on somebody down here. We don't have to know. Can't start calling our names.
Melissa Ferguson.
Who is that? We don't know. They random people. That's all we know. They random people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Random people. Ferguson.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We don't even know. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I need a T9 blue stat.
That's all you're going to be hearing coming through the house. What the hell is that?
Her random needs to match his random.
Match it. But your random way crazy because you work in hospital administration. Just get some random people in here and see how he feels.
Yes.
Turn your backyard into an urgent care and he see all the stuff you deal with. How you feel about random people?
Swim up. Swim. That's all I know. Swim up and deliver your baby. Swim up and deliver.
Yeah.
No. Water birth.
Yeah. No. All in the guest bedroom. They got a birth going on upstairs. Who is that in there? Don't worry about it. They random people. They just having a baby. Don't even worry about
She's
it.
She's in labor?
Yeah. She in labor. Some random people
cure
in
it,
here.
Junior. That
yeah,
might
get
cure
random
him.
People in here and watch how you feel. Because that's how your wife felt. She worried about all I belong, everything that I work for. She worried about if it's going to be missing. Well, you know, we that's don't right. know if they steal them there. We don't know. We don't have no idea if they steal or not. But I tell you what is going on over here, though. They resetting the leg in the master bedroom. That's what they do. Some random people in there. That's all I know. I don't know what's missing, but we resetting the leg. Yeah.
I love it, Juju.
Yeah, get some random people up in there. That's what you need to do. Get random people all up in there. Quit worried about all this. No, get you some random people. You got to worry about it. When, matter of fact, when you say, move out the way, sir, the gurney coming down the stairs. They bringing the gurney down the damn stairs. Who on the gurney? We don't know. They random people. Okay? They in here. Ambulance in the driveway.
Hey, Junior, they are removing bunions in the garage. They are
in
removing bunions.
They're getting it.
Foot surgery. Phlebotomy
is coming through. Move. I got to draw some blood out of room three. Move.
That's a lab?
Yeah, got a lab in there.
Yeah, they coming in to get stuff drained. They getting it drained.
Drained everything. And then people that brought them in there all in the kitchen just making coffee with your Keurig. Who is that? I don't know. Random people. That's all you need to have. That's it.
All right, Junior. I think we get it. Yeah.
Give them a taste of that. Own medicine. Yeah,
match his random with your random. Thank you, Junior.
New booties in the attic.
BBLs
in cosmetic surgery. All right, guys. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.